What's going down, podcast listener? Welcome back to the Symbiosis Now podcast. I'm Tyler Colombaro, and I'm the host of the show. And on this show, we like to have a good conversation. Every episode, guaranteed. All in hopes of inspiring you to get out there and have your own open conversations with a friend, a family member, or maybe even your enemy. Each episode, we star a special guest where we have an in-depth, action-packed, often intellectual, spiritual, practically psychedelic, and all-inclusive types of conversation. And we have a good fucking time with it. So folks, you can find us online. We're the Symbiosis Now Network, where there's some links to the podcasts, plural podcasts, because we have a couple others underneath the network blanket. And without further ado, let us voyage into the yonder of conversation with our very special guest on the Symbiosis Now podcast.
Yes, sir.
Yo, what's up? Can you hear me? Hear me cool?
Roy OG, I can hear you cool, man.
What's up, man?
What is up, bro? Don't ask me what's up, Roy. Triple OG, double OG, quadruple OG, dude. What's up with you, dude?
Good, man. Fucking, I turned 31 and shit.
Bro.
I feel good.
31 on episode 151. That's fucking dope.
Yeah, man. And you've been fucking diligent with this shit. It's pretty sick, to be honest with you. And I also took that advice and left. And being 31 and single is cool and shit, you know, especially without a kid and everything. But I took your advice and I left that one chick, bro. You're right.
Yeah.
But yeah, everything's been chill, bro.
That's
what's up. Hey, you want to hear a crazy story? I was thinking about it too, because I remember, it's crazy because my birthday was like the day before hers. And I remember I got into this crazy argument where, like, we went to this sex shop and shit, and I bought her a vibrator because I thought that would, like, chill her out. I was wrong, you know what I mean? It still kept happening. Well, anyway, fucking, we had just gone to her pad, and, like, she picked me up, and she's like, hey, bring the vibrator. So I was like, I'll take that shit. Go, we go, and everything. And then when we come back, she drops me off at my spot. For some reason, we started getting into it about some dumb shit. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck your vibrator. I grabbed that shit, and I threw it in the street, bro. And fucking, she got off the car and picked it up.
Yeah.
And then after that, fucking, I started crying and shit. I was like, hey, my bad, fucking. But, like, you wilding out and shit. You picking up vibrators in the street. And fucking... we ended up being cool and shit, and I used the vibrator on her after I threw it in the street, bro. I don't even think we washed it. Like, I'm gonna be real with you.
Yeah, was it part of the allure? Dude, that's what's up. That sounds like now we're a fucking sex podcast or some shit.
No, coming that out with shit this was shit. Crazy, though. Yeah, and that's when I realized, like, we fucking wilding right now. Like, I need to fucking not be a part. Like, that shit was crazy. But, hey, shout out to her. She was cool as fuck.
Shout out to her, bro.
But yeah, I'm not gonna be naming no more names and shit. I was doing that shit too much.
Dirty dildo deeds with Roy OG.
Yeah, that shit was fucking wild, man, bro.
Yo, so from my understanding, bro, you're locked in Bakersfield because of work, and that's what people do. People, that's what we do. Us hardworking people that work, that actually work. You know, we have like a job or some shit. You know. That's what we do. That's what it takes, man. Sometimes the boss is like, yo, I need you to do some fucking stupid shit. And you got to be like, okay, yes, sir. and no congratulations, no raise. But you know what? It's because you're a bad motherfucker. And honestly, I hope that you will stay a bad motherfucker down there in Bakersfield. Be careful, bro, because holy shit. It's a tweaker town, son. I don't know. Not only, but it's like Fresno is too. But I tell you, folks, Roy is one globy twist away from not coming back.
That'd
so hold strong, Roy OG.
I feel like I'd be a crazy crackhead if I was a crackhead. But, like, I feel like my life and, like, I have both my parents and, like, I've had all this love around me. Like, I don't think I could be a crackhead because I don't want to let them down. Even though being a crackhead seems fun, not in the summer when it's hot as fuck, but You know, in the winter, being a crackhead ain't look that bad, yo.
Not in California. Fucking in Colorado, it wouldn't fly, bro. You froze your dick off, dude.
Oh, yeah, you froze.
Or your tits, or whatever.
Yeah.
Those nipples. Kids, those nipples would be coming off, bro. They'd be fucking cutting glass.
That is one thing you all have in common.
But, dude, hey, it must be, honestly, like, eat crack, meth, whatever. Meth, bro. Like, bro, it must be good, bro. Like, right? Like, I never smoked meth.
Bro, I've never heard you sound more white in your life. You sound crazy right now.
I've taken Adderall before, right? And I did not have a prescription for it, right? In my life, when I was younger, you know? And that shit gets, wild, bro. Holy shit, can you focus? Holy shit, can you, like, you know, you tweak out. You start vacuuming. You start doing weird shit. You're like, why am I cleaning my entire house right now? But it feels like I just need to get it done. So I think it was awesome. But the difference is like, yo, these people are, like, scoring some weird-ass dope on the streets that's, like, made in a Gatorade bottle with, like, rat poison. And, like, you shake it with some baking soda and some fucking da-da-da and a little bit of little gasoline.
Well, sure,
and
like,
voila.
Sure, yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, a lot of people do.
409
is hilarious. We use fucking, like, Fabuloso and shit like that.
Yeah, it smelled Fabuloso when you snort that shit.
Hey, but that's crazy, like...
Nah, dude, but...
I remember when I was in high school, I took Adderall, and, like, I wasn't really into doing homework, but that should really make you want to, like, do homework and shit like that. Like, it was cool for the time, but, like, I feel like nowadays, like, I'm just so busy, like, I don't even have time to, like, fuck around anymore. Like, I'm just, like... It just, like, it gets old, you know? Like... It just gets old and shit. But, I mean, to each their own. There's some people that, like, they're writers or whatever, and they take that shit to help them write or whatever. I mean, who am I to judge, you know?
Yo, but,
I
mean, dude, like, drink, that's not what we're talking about. Yeah, shit. but, dude, we're talking about functional people right here. I was like, yo, what about people that do meth that become so dysfunctional to where they're down to lose it all, bro? Like, they're down to lose it all. Like, they already have nothing, and they're down to lose even more than nothing. Like,
that's,
you know,
like the same thing as a person that walks out of the casino shoeless and shit.
But
like,
but at the same time, they're happy. I mean, at some point, right? Because it must be somehow cool. Like, it must be good. Like, it must be a wild ride.
It has to be good. Right? For you to fucking walk barefoot in the street when it's 100 degrees outside on concrete, it has to be good.
Yeah, for you to fucking, you know, lose your family, your kids, and, like, your entire, like, life, and probably have to do hella time, and then go through programs, and then never get clean, maybe. I don't fucking know, but, dude, it must be good. Like, if people are down... Bro, when I was in rehab when I was 19 years old, I turned 20 years old in a fucking rehabilitation center. And I'm not afraid to fucking admit that, but I had gotten in some trouble, and my way out was doing a rehab center, right? Because I smoked too much weed. So that was my end, folks. You know, when in doubt, say you smoke them out, bro, you know, and then they'll let you in, like, you know what I mean?
Fuck, that shit sounds better than fucking doing hard time.
But the reality was, is I was young, and I got some trouble, right? And we talked about the story on this podcast before, for sure. But I remember being in this house, bro, in this rehabilitation center with some people, and all of them were ultimately, ultimately they were all kind, you know. They were people, bro. They were their own character. They were their own person. But they happened to like doing like crack or like doing meth or doing oxys or which turns into black tar heroin or popping whatever, Xannies. What's the shit called where you hit the heroin and the fucking upper, like the amphetamines at the same time?
Oh, that shit that fucking, what's his name, died off of. A lot of comedians died from that shit, no? Like,
right. But I remember being in this house, bro, and people were going to lose it all, G. Like, they're down to lose it all for another hit. Like their family literally is in the court system now to where they're threatened taking their kids away from them to where they can never see them again. Or,
yeah,
like,
the fact people
you know?
Choose a drug over a kid is crazy. I mean, I don't have kids, so I don't. But I'm pretty sure you look at your little one and you're like, how could anybody ever fucking be selfish enough to not care about this, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, some things, you know, like... If you don't get sticky with it, you don't get sticky with it. Like we were talking about, like there's riders, there's people that like they stay like functional somehow, And somehow that's why I don't think drugs should necessarily be illegal, because some people can use them functionally. But something about the street shit, because of the black market that's created by it being illegal, ultimately creates this fucking crazy tweaker fucking populace, bro. Like, they should be a party. They should be a party on the next fucking vote term, bro. Like, just the tweaker party. You know, they're just and their slogan, "We on one." You know, like, they're changing the game, bro. They're like, "We on one over here, bro. We trying to fucking make it easier for me to jack your fucking your fucking hubcaps and shit, and your fucking what's the shit, the catalytic converter, the catalytic converter that people always cut off and shit." They're like, "We need to make that legal to steal that." Like, you know,
yeah, if you're stealing with some sort of like power tool, you crazy, bro.
Bro, okay, when I worked at Ace Hardware, I would see some crazy tweaker action, bro. People riding by on their bikes with two other riding no hands, holding two other bikes, one on the left, one on the right.
How do crackheads always have these crazy talents where they can ride a bike? And
they should be in the circus, and then I bet you if they're in the circus, bro, they get let like more dope. Like, they'd be like, "Hey, bro, you can use and shit. Just keep doing that, whatever that is. Just keep doing it."
Like, they'd be like, "Hey, yo, last night that shit you did with Lion, what you did, man?
Look at what happens to California folks when our laws get all wild and shit. We just start talking like this and thinking like, no." We start thinking like this. No, but bro, straight up, when I was in this rehab center, like, I'm not going to say any specifics or anything. I respect every single one of those people. Well, it depends, because I was in like a private rehab somehow, right? And it was
like a bulimic rehab.
But it wasn't like, it wasn't uppity. There was not a pool and like this beautiful landscape or anything like that. It just, at least it was a house by Fashion Fair. That's all I'm going to say. In Fresno, Fresno.
Oh,
so in Fresno.
Fresno.
Right. And so.
Being in a rehab in Fresno, that's funny, bro.
Bro.
Like, think they would have sent your ass to Mirror Money or some shit?
Yeah, they should have, dude.
They got you like, right? Like, there's literally dealers waiting for you when you walk out of there.
Like, I could go for a walk some days. After like a couple months, I could like leave for 2 hours and I go for a walk and shit. And like, I would smoke cigarettes because that's the only thing they allowed us to do. So I would smoke hella cigarettes. That's when I got hooked on the nicotine buzz, bro.
And the pouches and shit. I see you throw like two of those in your mouth one time. I was like,
"Oh, the Zinachinos, bro? The fucking Zimbabwes, bro? The Chingones and Rones?" I love those zines. What the fuck, bro? I still pop those. I got one in right now as we talk right now. But that wasn't allowed in the house, bro. They didn't allow, like, dip and shit. It was just cigarettes. That's all they allowed. And you couldn't roll your own, which I was a fan of after I got out of the rehab, right?
Well, yeah, because they're going to think you're putting fucking some crazy shit in there.
Yeah, well, you could hollow out a cigarette, though, and put some meth in there and smoke it. Like, you know, if someone wanted to, right? And I was in a house, bro, with people that thought like that, and they were the type that were down. Like, if they had if someone in there had a bad fucking day, like, that person might use. Like, that person might, like, be like, "Fuck all this shit. I'm down to do time over all this shit. I don't want to fuck with these people no more."
Oh, yeah,
and they'll fucking hit the Globie one time in the room, bro, or pop some Zannies and fall down the stairs. Like, you know what I mean? And it's just like, damn. And you know, you get piss tested all the time and shit. But, you know, not everyone in there was a tweaker, per se. A lot of people were, like, more into uppers. But there was a few people that liked tweaking out. You could tell when they were on one, they probably looked so terrible, bro, in life. They had nothing, bro. They live in a fucking motel and shit. And you know what, though? They were somehow very kind-hearted, sensitive people. And that's what's so interesting about it, though, is that's why I don't write any of this shit off. And, you know, some people will be like, "Okay, now we're getting leftist here." But no, think about it. People out there in the world are real people, and a lot of them are sweethearts. They just like doing drugs, and they get fucked up on those shit, and they forget how much time goes by, and they want to do it again because they want to just feel good so they can be good for their kids and all this shit, and then it gets out of control. These are just normal people, though. They just like to do drugs. And then the byproduct is like, okay, so essentially in the modern times in the United States, if you want to do this, then you're going to eventually go homeless, most likely. But people that take Adderall, which is very similar, it's an amphetamine, it's an upper, it fucking gets you going. Journalists do it all the time. People that have ADHD get prescribed this to slow them down, ironically, but it's actually an upper, you know. And the crazy thing is there can be a functional, like, tweaker, essentially, and then a dysfunctional tweaker. And it's interesting because I almost feel like the war on drugs has created this situation where if you don't want to do anything for fucking a month, say if it wasn't drugs, you were meditating literally for a month straight or some shit. You don't want to pay no bills. You want to do nothing. You want to do nothing. Somehow, well, someone's going to be like, bro, like, you can't do that, bro. You got to fucking pay your bill. You got to fucking do this. And the landlord be knocking on your door, fucking interrupt your meditation and shit. Be like, yo, where's the money at, homie?
Folks, when you're driving a vehicle out there on the road, California requires you to have insurance. And the only guy that I know to properly execute your insuring needs is Alfredo Vargas over at Academy West Insurance. If you're not getting insurance from Alfredo Vargas over at Academy West Insurance in Reedley, California, I literally don't know who you're being insured by. I literally don't know. I know there's only a few left in California that'll even insure you. But if you're in the market for it, or you know somebody that needs some insurance right now, you better call up Alfredo Vargas over at Academy West Insurance at 559-638-3800, and you gotta tell them that the Symbiosis Now podcast told you what's going on and you need insurance. So shout out to Alfredo over at Academy West Insurance, collaborator with the Symbiosis Now podcast. Look out for the shirts. Ooh, they are definitely stylish. And tune into the episodes where Alfredo is centerfold of the interview. So folks, go get yourself some insurance. What are you doing? Listening to a podcast or something?
But so our society has created this culture of like, you can't be off the radar for too fucking long. Otherwise, you're going to go homeless. You're going to be nobody. You're not going to exist. And I don't like that. I don't like being on social media and feeling like if you're not posting, you don't exist, homie. I don't like that, bro. I have a bone to pick with that shit. I don't know why. And it comes up on this podcast all the fucking time. But at the same time, I like to post shit. I like to share what I'm seeing with my eyes for other people to see. Yeah. But I don't need credit for it necessarily. You know what I'm saying? And I don't understand why, like, if I didn't do that, how people in the past, like, if I didn't do that for, like, a month or 6 months, people would be like, oh, I thought you moved or some shit. Like, I haven't, you know, they act like you don't exist.
I remember I deleted all of my shit. And yeah, I used to be all into Twitter. And fucking me, I just use Twitter just to talk shit. Like, good. That's all. I don't use it to fucking, you know.
Wasn't that what it's made for?
Shit. Yeah, it's just to talk shit. Like, if somebody says red, you say blue. If you say black, they say white. And just talk shit. And not take it serious. Some people really, like, use that shit as a platform to, like, create like chaos and stuff, but me, I'm just like thinking, I just express myself on, like, if I'm thinking something, like, yo, that shit's funny, and I don't have no one to talk to, I'll just be like, yeah, I'm gonna tweet that shit. But I got group chats and shit with my friends where if you were to peek in there, that shit is worse than Twitter, bro. You fucking, like, that shit is crazy, the shit we talk up in there. But I mean, I don't know. The internet's changing, just how the world is. The youth is changing, and it's like, some people get upset because, you know, they're starting to sound like old people, like, oh, it's not like how it was back in my day. But it's like, dude, like, this ain't your day anymore. Like, this is their day. You should fucking get with the program. Stop being a bitch. You know what I mean? Yeah. A lot of people complain and shit now. Like, people are soft and shit.
Sometimes I trip out on that because I feel like maybe we're soft because we're used to being slaves so much. And what I mean by that is, like, not like slaves, like whip and fucking, you know, skin and bones and shit. I'm talking about like modern slavery where the chains are like psychological. You know what I'm saying? Like, the chains around us are psychological in nature. There's things that, like I said before, if you don't pay your bills, you get it all taken away. So it's a threat. It's a metaphorical threat. You know, it's a psychological threat. And you could just ignore that part of your psychological, like, thought process. But usually you'd have to be high as fuck for, like, a month. Yeah, you have to be, like, high as fuck for a month and then go home. You know, and stay like that almost. And it's weird. It's, oh, it's fucking crazy, bro, to see the different psychology of people that, like, live in a bubble and get driven around everywhere, get to go to meetings all day long, get drunk as fuck all day long, and talk a bunch of shit and go to Jeffrey Epstein's island and then make big decisions. You know what I'm saying? Versus, like, me or you, where we have to go to fucking work and get incentivized slave labor, basically. It's like, oh, here's a little kickback for what you do, big dog, you know?
Bro, I'll tell you this. We have something that those people don't have. We grew up in a household where, like, our mom and our dads loved each other, bro. They don't have that.
Ah, the poor man's currency, right?
Like we're... Even though they look down the nose at us because, like, we don't drive. We don't get driven. Like, dude, like, we have something that they wish they had. Why do you think all these politicians' kids are, like, overdosing or fucking doing drugs and shit? Like, they don't. You think mom and dad have the bond that, like, our mom and dads have? Like, you know, we eat dinner with them and shit. Like, they don't have that shit.
I feel you.
And, you know,
yeah, that is what it is. It's like the currency of fucking.
I mean, I'd rather have my mom and my dad than fucking be a millionaire because I could do that myself. I could make money myself, but I can't make my mom and my dad stick together. You know what I'm saying? Like, but they are. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that shit's really nothing. That shit's, it's like, it's a race, you know. And sadly, we weren't born 100 meters ahead of us, but we're still in the race, and, like, people fall off, people get cramps, and we're still in it. We're doing good shit, and we have motivation that they don't have.
That's, yeah, some of them rich ass fools are soft as fuck, huh, bro? They don't know, bro. Yeah. I've been thinking about that lately. I've been in a mindset of survival for so long that I forgot that I was in a mindset of survival. And the days that where you realize, oh shit, like, I've been literally surviving the realest, like, experience, American dream, whatever the fuck that is, like, I've been living that, and it's been fucking a lot of work for not enough pay, you could say, for sure. And it's interesting to, like, think about how that matters to me, but most people don't fucking, like, no one else cares about it but you, you know? So you put in as much work as you can, but often you feel obligated to. Right, this idea of work has been, like, always amped up to be like, it's what you got to do, it's what you got to do to get ahead. Federal Reserve's threatening this if you don't do it, you know, like, blah blah blah. And
I was hearing some crazy shit about the Federal Reserve earlier. Like, what? It's true, though.
Like, what?
That, like, when your kid is born, they use your kid, like, his social security and everything, like, leverage, like, our population is this much, so we're worth more. Like, oh, money wires, because that kid's going to grow up, and then they can get loans from other countries and do, like, crazy shit like that. But I don't know if that's, it's a central bank, not the federal bank, but I don't know.
Well, either way, the social security number, like, anyone that's got a social security number, right, that's, like, a United States citizen, like, they get born into it, right? And you get this card, and it has your name, and it has a number on it, bro. It has a fucking number on it, bro. And that is your number. That is,
and you're all,
that
and
is your number.
Like, yeah, and
you
the
know?
Card is the same color as the uniforms that the Jews would wear and shit. That's fucked up, like, in Auschwitz and shit.
Because of you being here, being
I
born
you
here,
That's
being born here, you automatically are born into being part property of the United States. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are the property now of the United States. And then people that come from another country, like Mexico or something, once they get their papers, right, or whatever, now they are now property. Now they've said that I'm no longer property of the United the Mexican government or whatever. Now I'm property of the United States government. And it's so crazy that people want that. But we all are born almost with it. We don't have a choice. We signed a contract not even knowing what we would be getting into. And then, of course, it makes sense that later we have to make money because we were basically, like, a shareholder's statistic when we were born, like you had said, saying that, hey, we have this populace. We're going to have dish out this much money for it to make sense and blah, blah, blah. But once they get around 18, they better start making money. Otherwise, you know, things will be really hard. And that's where we are right now. I feel like I was born in the 90s, homie, and it's been weird the whole time, especially the last 10 years. It's been fucked. Since 2008, people say it's been fucked. Like, fucked. Like, fucked. You know? That's all we know, bro. 9/11?
Do you remember 9/11?
Yeah, I was in second grade.
You remember second grade? That's crazy.
No, I just remember being in second grade and seeing it on the TV in the morning and then going later to my class, Miss Mahalakopoulos telling us, do you know what happened this morning? And us going, I don't really know.
Was she Greek?
Yeah.
I knew it. That's a crazy last name.
I had Mrs. Mahalakopoulos and Mr. Mahalakopoulos as my teacher for second and then third grade. I had the wife and then the husband. Like, and then you know what was cool about Mr. Mahalakopoulos at Dunlap Elementary School in fucking California? We had this little camp out thing where they had these teepees, bro, that we would make. Literally, we like make out of brush and shit. Like bushcraft type shit. And we would sleep in it, bro. And we would hang out all night and sing camp songs and fucking sleep in the thing. You know, it was pretty dope.
Wait, y'all would sleep all night? What do you mean?
We did that one time. Yeah, we had a camp out. Like, for like one time in the year. It's like, oh, camp out night or whatever. The whole class. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
We were third graders, bro. We were fucking innocent. We just wanted to, like, bring candy and, like, munch out at night, late at night, and not tell anyone that we had candy and shit. You know, that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
That's like some PsyCon type shit.
Yeah, but just for part of the class. It was just regular curriculum. Somehow, like, back in the day, bro, in the 90s, bro, any teachers, bro, I feel like in the 90s were, like, hippies. Like, you know, teachers that became teachers in the 70s, that became teachers in the 70s were different. They were different people, bro.
My teachers like that no more.
Man. No, dude, they would wear like overalls, jean overalls and shit.
Like using your kid on a TikTok and shit, making fun of them. Like,
and they would be so patient.
Back in the day would be cool.
What happened, bro? You know, because now, dude, some teachers suck, bro. Like straight up. And there's some great teachers, and there's terrible kids, and there's great kids, blah, blah, blah. But, dude, there's some teachers that suck, yo. And what I mean is like, yo, if you tell a kid that he shouldn't be telling someone next to him something, but then later that night you go to a bar while you're doing coke and shit and you're getting drunk and then you tell the person next to you that they should shut the fuck up, you are not the great role model that you should be. Versus these hippie teachers were like collective. They were intelligent. They wanted the youth to be smarter. They wanted the youth to realize the power that's in their hands. Now, I don't feel like people that are teachers, like, they just have to do it. They work. They're so like distracted by their own life. They have to live their own life, pay their bills. Teachers don't get paid enough anymore. You know, to where it's almost like disincentivizing for you to be a teacher.
You should be a teacher, bro.
Well, I thought about it. I think I might be eventually about plant science and stuff because I could discuss plant science to adult level people. I don't think I could do kids. I think I'd have to do like either like seniors in high school or fucking like, you know, college, like junior college level or something would be fine. But that would be tight because I feel like I could really get their attention and describe plant stuff to them very well, you know, because I love getting into shit like that. But the reality is like to do that in the world, you have to have credentials now. And that's something else that back in the day, some of these teachers, they were just beautiful people that were like, you know what, I'm going to be a teacher. I need to help the youth be smarter and do better and blah, blah, blah. And they really changed the game. And maybe they didn't even have a credential. They had certifications in this or whatever, blah, blah, blah. They did well at their job. Now everyone's just trying to get a job to get a job, not so much to do a great job at that job. And it's crazy. And the pressure from the economy's on and da, 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 da. But fuck all that. Because really, we're just trying to make it to the next day. And I think even though I said at the beginning of this part of the conversation that like it's modern slavery to work and stuff, it's also like something to remember that's supposed to humble you. It's not supposed to be depressing. It's supposed to humble you a little bit, be like, you know what? Like, even if I think I'm getting ahead, we're all just kind of, at the end of the day, like all of our property is owned by something or whatever and all this shit. Like, it all doesn't really matter. But it's important to grow as a person with character and morals and shit in life. It's important, You know, like you said earlier too, the fucking rich dudes out in the bubble, living in the bubble life, they don't know what it's like. They don't know what love is like. They don't know. They're starving for fucking love. And so they virtue signal to their crowd, and they think that's a form of love, but it's still not enough. It just gets you a temporary high because it's not a true form of love. Like, that's what's beautiful about the poor. The poor man has always been the richness in poor, a richness in love. Yeah. You know, like,
being poor is cool, bro. It's cool. It's chill. Like, it's humble beginnings.
Because, like, dude, think about the Clintons, bro. Like, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. You think they love each other? Do you think they fucking love each other? Like, he would be getting domed up in the Oval Office with an oval mouth. And he would just love Hillary the whole time, or what?
There's no, bro. Bill Clinton hasn't eaten her pussy since like 19, before you were born, bro.
Yeah, for real, bro. Bats flying out of there and shit.
Like, if you really think about it, you know, it's funny for a reason because it's true.
But they're a unit because there's power in their unit together, right? That's why there's investments involved, there's money involved, there's power involved, there's control involved. But with love and a small, and it's at this low level, whatever you want to call it, is actually very high. It's a very high level. And like, I love that you see that too, bro, because I feel like that's what gets us by, is that we know, even though we're like some dude in the world, we're all right. We're doing good. As long as you're not fucking out there fucking stealing someone's radio from their car because you want to get one more sack of dope, you know, that's kind of fucked up. But like, if you're doing that, fucking chill out, bro. Figure it out. But if you're not doing that kind of stuff and you're just trying to figure it out, you know, you're just doing your thing, you're making money, you're trying to meet people, you're trying to say hello, you love the people that are close to you. It's really all that's really important. People say that all the time, and we get lost with distractions in life, I feel like, you know. Folks, this is Tyler Colombaro from the Symbiosis Now Network. I want to shout you out real quick and say thank you for listening to the Symbiosis Now podcast. If you're into podcasts, if you know someone that's a farmer, a friend of a farmer, a horticulturalist, a scientist, an agronomist, a PCA, a grape grower, you name it, send them over to check out the Cali Ag podcast, where we discuss all things California agriculture. You can find the link in the description to that podcast. And while you're at it, go give us a follow on Instagram at symbiosis.now.network. Let's get back to the show.
It's like self-care, man. Just like treat yourself nice. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people go around like really not treating themselves right, and you know, that's not good. You should be your biggest cheerleader. Like, you know, you got this.
Yeah,
that's all I see. Like, and shit's been panning out pretty fucking well, man. I'm fucking lie.
Hell yeah.
But you know, it is what it is, and I mean, everybody's life's different, you know? Like, I'm pretty sure someone's going through some crazy shit where they're like, I don't see, like, how you could be that content. But it's like, shit always gets better and shit. It's cool. Everyone, especially, bro, I'm 31 years old. I've seen a lot of dark days and shit. I haven't even called you when I was, like, mad, sad and shit before. I've called you, and you fucking, like, you know, talk to me and shit, and you're a good dude, bro. You're cool, and your podcast is sick as fuck, and I fuck with it for a long time. And there's a lot of people that randomly, like, I'll meet. Like, I remember at my old job, I was like, you know Ray, the one that cleans the barbecue?
Shout out to Ray Balls, Barbecue Ray.
Yeah, shout out to my boy Ray, man. I was at work. I worked in Fresno at some, like, it was like, they would do welding. They would make, like, parts for semi-trucks and shit. Like, lead bars and all that shit. And fucking, he was a mechanic there. He would fix, like, the automated, like, machines and shit. And I was like, hey, you fuck with that fool's podcast? He's like, yeah. I was like, dude, that's my boy. Like, I've known that fool for a long-ass time. Like, we went to school together and shit. And, like, he's cool to this day, you know? Shout out to Ray. Everybody should add that fool on, like, Instagram or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
TikTok, because he makes some cool TikToks for sure.
TikToks, yeah, he's mad funny and shit. He's a Niner fan, I'm a Raider fan, but it is what it is. But, yeah. That's what's up, T. So, what's up? How's it being a dad and shit? You got some, you got a clean shit and everything? Like, it was good.
Yeah, I'd be wiping booties with wipies and putting on diapies and living the lifey, bro. It's all good. Yeah,
yeah. Really. Hey, there's going to be a day where that kid's going to be wiping your shit, so don't trip.
Maybe. He'll probably put me in a home.
Or he'll pay some, like, I was going to start naming nationalities.
He'll be all balling. So. He'll be like, come see me once a year or some shit. Yeah. I'll be in a walker with little tennis balls on the bottom and shit. Be like,
he's going to pay. Hey, there, Shani. He's going to pay for you to get a pansexual nurse and shit.
Yeah, dude. Because when I'm old and decrepit, that's all I'm thinking about.
All the knowledge, it's all good, bro. You got get that little dude a trust fund. You poop.
Yeah. Oh, dude, for sure. That's a good idea, honestly. I got some other things in the works, but yeah, that's a good idea. But yeah, it is, bro. It's cool,
like, especially getting, like, get life insurance, man. Especially when you're young. Like, right now, I'm getting life insurance for myself. Super cheap, and you could fucking, like, it's not a bad investment, you know, because God forbid a comet hit me in the head, and then, you know, now my parents are balling out, and my sister, and that's cool with me.
Yo, Roy, before you go, though, we got to talk about the UFO shit, because I feel like we've talked about that on here before, together, me what's and you. Name? And, like, what's up, dude? Like, the government's like, yo, we got UFOs and shit. And we're like, oh, okay, I thought you said those weren't real. And we were like, are those real? And they were like, nah. So what's up? What the fuck? What do you think?
You seen that shit? You seen that shit in Nevada where that fucking, that, like, ship, like, wrecked and the cop pulled up and then another cop seen it, like, on his body cam. And then it was, like, in the backyard of a house or whatever.
Yeah, that shit was stupid.
Yeah. To be honest, I feel like there's aliens around you all the time. Like, you probably been at a Save Mart, and there's probably an alien, like, in front of you buying, like, 30 packets of sausage, and you're like, damn, this guy's going crazy. But he's an alien. You don't know.
And he talks like, yeah, bro, I'm gonna go eat this fucking sausage. And we're just like, oh, yeah, this guy's just weird. We're in Reedley, California. He's just weird, man. Like, he's just like a normal guy.
It's like a Hanson movie, bro. Have you seen it? I forgot. It's a Scarlett Johansson movie, and I think it was, like, filmed, like, near Finland, like, that area, and it's about aliens that, like, come and they just, like, steal your skin, and then they wear it, and then they go around, like, pretending to be, like, you know what I mean? I forgot what it's called.
Like a little chameleon. Mixed with Buffalo Bill, where he's like, it puts the lotion on the skin, and he's like trying to steal your skin and shit.
Wolf in sheep's clothing and shit.
Dude, honestly, though, isn't that how they get around, if it was a real thing? I don't know, man. How do we fucking know? That's why I hate when it's so bland. Like, the news is blasting out this bland shit where they're like, we have footage all of a sudden of this breakout topic from a guy in Las Vegas who doesn't have, there's no proof, bro. I seen the videos, dog. All right. People could be like, nah, bro, you got to look in the corner and this and that and put it under a certain lighting and blah, 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 blah. No, shut the fuck up, bro. If I seen a fucking alien in my back fucking yard, you best believe if I whip my camera out, I'm going to try to get it on camera before I give a fuck about my life, because this is important. When you see shit like that, you don't fuck around, bro. Like the dude that gets chased by the fucking mountain lion and it's pouncing at him. Yeah, he's holding the camera steady, dog, because he's like, yo, I got to get this on footage if I die so they know how I found my shit.
He pulled out a gun.
But dude, these people with the aliens and shit, like, nah, they ain't no shit. The fact that it was on the news is because it was TikTok viral. So what scares me sometimes is the pulse that these motherfucking people in the media, like, touch on society is via, like, TikTok and Instagram reels and shit. That's all they give, and Facebook, that's all they give a fuck about, bro, is that they're fingering the pulse of society, bro, through these little fucking avenues that are really easy because the tech company made, like, it easy to do. So, like, people, yeah, like, hop onto it because they're like, oh, I seen that video. Shit, it made the news. It must be true. It's like, no, fuck that. Just because it has a lot of views doesn't mean it's true, because I've seen so many videos, bro, that are so debunkable, it's stupid. And I've seen a lot of videos where I'm like, huh, that's wild shit. But at the same time, I could debunk it here, here. You look in the comments, someone always debunks it, blah, blah, blah. I've seen real shit in my life that I can't explain. I'm not saying aliens ain't real. I'm saying the way that the government's trying to jack us for more money so they can fucking now have some alien police or some shit to like guard against aliens. I don't, whatever the fuck the future of this shit is, I don't fuck with it. I know that there's weird shit going on in our universe, quote unquote, in our world, whatever. But this idea that that all of a sudden the news is like on top of it, fuck them. Fuck them, bro. They don't know shit. They're trying to just swing us around from this to this and that. The whistleblowers coming out, though, is fucking crazy because it's weird for someone to be at a high level in the fucking government, in a specific branch of the government that deals with shit like this to say, yeah, dude, we got shit. It's like, what the fuck? You got shit? What do you mean you got shit? Show me what you got right now, bro. Show us what you got right fucking now then. What is it? What is it, bro? What do you mean it's not of human origin?
They probably got some shit that'll turn you into a fucking sour worm and shit, like a gummy bear. They got some gummy bear gun that just turned into a gummy bear, bro. Yeah. You don't know what they have. Hey, yo, and to be honest, like, why would they tell you?
Yeah. Why are they in control of that consciousness now, too? Why are they in control of that part of the consciousness, too, now?
If you're an alien, why would you send your own race or your own people? Why wouldn't you just not send a drone? We do that shit. Why would we send a pilot to, you know, kill a whole, like, town when we could just send a drone? Like, they're probably sending drones, and you think it's an alien, but it's a drone, and you're like, oh my god, we cut it open, and there's green liquid going everywhere. It's probably their blood. It's probably oil and shit. Like, you don't fucking know, like, their technology or whatever.
It's their
like,
jizz, bro. They just came all over you. What the fuck is wrong with you, bro? Cutting open aliens, then, fucking.
Yeah. And then that's how, like, you know, crazy shit starts. Like, but to be honest, I would love to, like, be alive when, like, aliens are here and shit. Like, I feel like... I mean, there's probably good aliens and bad aliens, but hopefully the ones that get here, like, they're chill. You know what I mean? Yeah. If not, then it's like, it's on site and shit. Like, I don't know what I'd do with the alien. I'll probably cough on him and shit. Well, and first off, if an alien's here, he's going to have to wear a helmet or something because he's not used to the atmosphere, used to the bacteria. God forbid he catch COVID. You know what I mean? Like, so you got to, like, you could just cough on an alien, he'd probably melt and shit.
Dude, what about that movie Starship Troopers? You remember that movie?
Yeah, there's a pair of titties in that movie.
There are. Dude, I remember because I was a kid, I seen this, I was like, damn. No, but this shit was wild, bro, because they fucking get attacked by, like, these insect fucking aliens, bro. And they all got to go to war. And all the jock type fucking characters are like, fuck yeah, we're going to kill them all. And then they get murdered and shit. It's just crazy, though, because what about bugs, bro? What about other creatures on this planet that could be aliens? And they're just, they never were sent with a mission. They were just fucking like, they somehow ended up here from the deep, deep, deep sea, black hole in the sea or some shit. Like,
bro, imagine, they should make this movie. Imagine an alien ship crashes like in Africa, and then they're just like, oh my god, we landed at a water hole, and they're just like alligators, there's like lions and shit. There's no way they could fight them off. Like, they get ate, bro. Like, there's some scary shit here that we don't really think about, but it's scary shit here, bro.
Yeah, but we're talking about intelligent life, generally speaking, right? You know? Like, to where they know that. They know what predators maybe would be to a human and shit. Shit to look out that would fuck up a human, they might use as a weapon, right? Like, who knows? Like, they'd probably understand that. But maybe they wouldn't. Because that would mean that they have military plans and they have this fucking complete understanding of how humans get down. Which would be hard to do, theoretically. Because just knowing from one country, exactly, from knowing from the United States to, like, what the fuck they're thinking in Russia, we don't fucking know. And it's talked about every day, but we don't know what a dude in Russia is literally like thinking, because we don't call him up and be like, yo, what are you thinking about this? And be like, look, they're trying to sell us this bullshit, trying to tell us this and this and that. Putin's a dick, there's crazy over there's crazy ass fucking people trying to make more war happen, send us to war. Maybe that's what they would say, because that's how I feel over here, you know. But we don't ever have that conversation, yeah. So we often just think about like aliens being like this other that we. How would we ever know what they think? And maybe they don't understand what we think, but it's maybe they like would. This. You know, maybe it's humans in the future, and that's why they know so well how to hide.
It's probably like this, like. Aliens could be like a hornet's nest, and then we're bees, and they think like we got them figured out. They're doing this weird shit, and then they come and invade. And there's times where the hornets, they fuck up the bees, bro, and they take over. They kill the nest. They eat all the eggs, all that shit. But there's times where the bees come together and they kill the fucking, they kill the wasps and shit. Like you never know. Like they could be smarter enough to get here. Which is pretty fucking smart, because we cannot get over to where they're at.
Right.
So that means they got the upper hand. But sometimes, you know, fucking, what's that movie where that guy's like, it's like with Tom Hanks and shit, where he fucking, he has like Bubba Gumps and all that shit.
Yeah, Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump, all right. Sometimes you Forrest Gump yourself into first place, my dream life. Sometimes you can be so dumb that you win, bro. Like, it's crazy, bro. Like,
I feel you, like, but you're right. Like, but I thought about right now, like, if aliens were coming and shit, do they have this advanced level of warfare? Because, like, humans have been doing war for a cool minute. It's what you could say makes us unique, probably in the universe.
What if they come from a peaceful planet where there's no more war because they're so far advanced and they're just trying to go from planet to planet, and then we come out here with bombs and shit and just rock their shit? You don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, like, what's really peaceful? Like, look at the Dalai Lama trying to lick fucking people's mouths and shit. Like, what's really peaceful, you know? Like, maybe they're like, okay, we come in peace.
The Dalai Lama was wild with that tongue.
We come in peace, but then, like, they're like, okay, motherfuckers, you shot at us a couple times.
He was a lizard, so, yo, that's mad crazy, yo. He was out of pocket with that shit.
He was out of pocket with that shit, bro. Yeah. What the fuck's going on with the Dalai Lama's dick and shit? But I don't want to know.
He should have kept his tongue in Indonesia. Where is he from?
Bro, honestly, though, that shit kind of revealed some wild shit to the world in that moment, I think.
Because that means he'd be licking, he'd be using his tongue.
Bro, that means that, like, he's told someone that before.
Ain't nobody do that, or he's a lizard.
He's told someone that before, bro. I mean, and some people defending him, I guess, would be like, no, he was just joking. It's like, dude, okay, he said it and looked at him like, not like he's at one with this child and there's glee in his face. It was more like he looked at him like a piece of meat, like, you are a cute little boy. Suck on my tongue. Like, he's told people that before and he forgot he was in this room on camera with all these fucking people because he's not used to being on camera in front of a bunch of people.
Hey,
you know?
I ain't trying to have a bunch of Asians after my neck, but the Dalai Lama was out of pocket, bro.
Yeah. I agree.
He was like, he was mad out of pocket, and I don't know, man. Like, it's kind of hard to bounce back from some creepy shit like that for that guy. I feel like they just gotta get rid of him. Like, they just gotta off him.
Nah, but dude, look, no offense. Hey, you said you don't want to piss people off. You said you don't want to piss people off. But the Catholic Church, bro, is notorious for shit like that, and they keep the popes, bro.
Oh, yeah, the Catholic Church, bro, trust me. Fucking, we've had this conversation plenty of times.
His Holiness, as he touched holes of immature peoples. Like, what the fucking, fuck, bro?
I had to do confession, and not like the Usher song confession, like real confession where you, like, you look at a man and, like, you gotta tell him, like, you're wrong and shit, and they ask you creepy questions, and you're like, fuck, this shit's crazy. But it is what it is.
Was it relieving doing confessions, bro? Was it relieving?
Maybe for him, but not for me. That shit was mad.
Could you hear him? You can't see him, right? Isn't that weird? You can't see him, though, right? Like,
nah, I go face to face, bro. I ain't with no fucking, I'm not like somebody's wife. I'll look that fool in the face and I'll fool. But you could go where they're, okay, so when you walk into a Catholic church, right? You go into the booth and it's like, okay, imagine it's a recording booth, right? And there's three rooms. Well, those three rooms are connected. One's connected through a window that has a fucking, like a, Or not, yeah, one's connected through a window. Yeah. That, it looks like you're talking to someone, like, through a jail or something. Not through a jail, my bad. Pause. But, like, it's a window, you know, with the spring fucking filter or whatever. And then the other door, it opens completely. Like, you know how there's hotels where, like, you open the door and both of the rooms become one?
Uh-huh.
Like that. So I would just go face to face, and you just sit in a chair looking at this fool, and he would tell you fucking, so what have you done, my son? And you got to tell him, hey, I call my mom a bitch, whatever. I never call my mom a bitch. That's crazy. But, you know, I went to school with a lot of, like, rich kids, so they probably did call their mom a bitch. But I would just be like, yo, I didn't make my bed. I didn't do my homework and shit. And then they would ask you creepy questions like, hey, well, have you ever seen a woman or whatever? Like, it would be creepy sometimes, bro. And no disrespect to Catholic priests, because there's a lot of good ones, but there's a lot. It's like cops and shit. But it is what it is, and yeah.
It's people, bro.
That's how confession. And I can't imagine all other religions, bro. Like, it's all. I mean, I'm not very religious myself. I'm more like, I believe in, like, just like my family. I believe in people around me. I believe in me. And I believe that there's something higher out there that's been looking out for me. But I don't really believe in, like, somebody in the sky that's, like, with a monocle looking out for me. Like, I don't see that shit happening.
Hallelujah. Amen, brother. And if you feel me, give me $100 out of your pocket at the end of this here service.
Yeah.
You're feeling yourself.
You get tenfold. So, yeah.
And then you know what's crazy about, like, tithing at church? Like, some of those folks may not go to, like, a restaurant and tip the server. And, like, they're like, I got a tip for Jesus, but I don't tip in the real world.
Yeah, that's not funny. Yeah.
I gotta give the what in the Catholic Church, what's the name of the leader of the congregation?
The priest. There's the priest, but then there's the other fool that's the fucking oh my god, I feel fucking bad. I went to Catholic school all these years. I can't. It's the bishop. That's what it is.
Well, that bishop is doing God's work, right? So you have to give him a lot of money.
But you know what's cool about the bishop? That fool got his own piece named on a chessboard, bro. That shit is gangster as fuck.
It must be powerful.
Yeah, bro. He controlled the whole diocese. He's the capo. You know how there's, like, mafias? Fuck, nah, we shouldn't even talk about this shit. Nah, we'll talk about something else.
This podcast was created by the Symbiosis Now Network and can be found on Instagram for clips, highlights, videos, blah, 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 at symbiosis.now.network. And you can listen to the Symbiosis Now podcast as well as the Cali Ag podcast on Spotify, Apple, and all the platforms. Listener, be sure to tell your friends about the Symbiosis Now Network.